Happy New Year, and welcome to the Shofar Ministry Program. This is Dan with the love of my life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Shalom to you all. We're glad you joined us for our first program of 2022 after our holiday break. Tonight we're going to address a frequent question that comes into us on the topic of the rapture, and it comes in often. And we have some gold nuggets to share. But first, as always, let's bless the Lord because His signs of the times just keep expanding.
Father God, we bless Your holy name. We thank You for the added insights that You give to the many seekers who passionately desire to know You more intimately. Therefore, we will continue to search for Your hidden treasures, as our eyes continually search the Scriptures, for we know it brings a smile to Your face as You watch those that pursue a deeper understanding of Your Word. Bless tonight's listeners. Hear the prayers, especially for the salvation of all our loved ones, and show them mercy. And give the Supreme Court Your wisdom. While Your bride is still on this planet, nevertheless, let Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Well said, and amen.
Well, you know, it's good to be back on the air.
And even better to be in the air.
Well, no one could disagree with that.
But yes, back to what we call normal these days with less hustle and bustle and running to and fro.
So, what's important to highlight tonight?
Well, actually, it's responding to a request we received to please comment on the Supreme Court's soon decision on our rights and freedoms. We are all praying that the conservatives of our highest court in our land will outweigh the liberals over vaccine mandates.
That aren't really vaccines.
Oh, no, not at all. And it compromises the immune system, as witnessed with so many vaccinated getting Omicron. Now, when a more deadly disease comes along, the vaccinated are going to be in trouble.
Well, anyhow, we know there are at least two or three, progressives on the Supreme Court.
Yes, boy, did they confirm that after what was erroneously declared on Friday by Lady Justices Sotomayor and Kagan.
Both appointed by Obama.
And Bill Clinton appointed Justice Breyer, another liberal. Unfortunately, sometimes we have seen even who we thought were conservatives fall in line with the liberals. So it's hard to tell where this is going, but we pray they'll end these horrific mandates.
And God forbid if they do the wrong thing.
Well, we'll know pretty soon. The evildoers behind this depopulation agenda, and really that's what this is all about, along with billions of dollars for the pharmakia, who give loads of money to certain Democrats and some rhinos, it's just got to be stopped.
Well, you know, in the Supreme Court's the best place to do it.
Mm-hmm. The Bible also speaks about persecution to those who are called by His name, and many are anti-vaxxed, and we're kind of conservative Christians. And to the principalities and high places, well, they just want to make it hard as possible on us.
By taking away our freedom.
Mm-hmm. Ephesians 6 is openly at work. It's just blatantly obvious.
Yeah, well, perhaps they'll throw it back to the states.
Well, at least until Congress can vote on it, because that is the way it should have always been done. But Biden couldn't wait or even trust Congress. So he went ahead through an executive order and demanded OSHA to install the mandates. But a lower court actually stopped that. But then another put it back.
And actually went into effect yesterday.
Yeah, but companies are stalling for full implementation. At least that's how it seems till the ruling from our Supreme Court comes. But regardless, Biden will probably keep insisting that companies with over 100 employees should mandate vaccines, along with all medical facilities that take care of any Medicare patients. If, and here's the carrot in the stick, if they want to keep receiving money from the government.
You know, that's bribery.
And the precursor to Revelation 18:3, which says, "For by their pharmakia, the nations are deceived."
And what Jesus say in Matthew 24, "Do not be deceived."
I know. Anyhow, the Supreme Court decision will affect about 80 million people.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah.
And has anyone looked at Australia?
Oh, yeah, that's really very sad, where the unvaccinated can't even leave their house to go to work. Just a quick run to the store, and that's it. Now, that's scary for any government who claims to be a democracy, which Australia does claim. How do they get away with that?
Might happen here.
I think it eventually could, but probably some stronger virus would have to be unleashed. Again, it's all a slippery slope to more domination.
More power and control.
Mm-hmm. Pretty soon we'll probably have gas rationing.
And limit the use of electricity.
Oh, yeah, especially air conditioning because it hurts the planet, they say. I also want to add that they will try to stop you from growing your own food. And already it's hard to find seeds that are not GMO.
So, people, save your seeds.
And as we have been saying, the elite are buying up an awful amount of farmland to grow GMOs that, oh, by the way, they are now rephrasing that term, and they're calling it bioengineered produce.
And it's not just Bill Gates.
Oh, no, it's not. It's global corporations. They've begun seizing farmland in America under eminent domain to halt food production in the name of fighting climate change. It's been a handy and frequently used excuse, along with COVID, of course. And China has been buying up land, too, and offering a hefty price that landowners are finding it hard to turn down, sadly.
So, eat the GMOs and no more meat.
That's where it's heading, as also prophesied in Matthew 24 and Revelation 6.
Unaffordable producing hunger.
Mm-hmm. And speaking about China, they also own meatpacking facilities right here in America. For sure, in South Dakota, as revealed on Sunday by the governor. Most of you know they are also paying the Mexican drug cartels a ton of money to smuggle opioids and fentanyl across our southern border, which is killing thousands every year.
You know, 100,000 last year alone.
They, too, want to reduce our population because China plans on ruling over us by 2035, I've heard. Anyway, this week, Russia is meeting with U.S. diplomats and others to discuss their buildup on Ukraine's eastern border.
And I think Biden is in Georgia today.
Yes, to address changing the voter laws to make it easier to vote, as in no ID required, voting for felons and immigrants, expand early voting days, and longer mail-in voting. But here's the real rub. They want to make it impossible for states later to change any federal voting law in their own state, which right now allows the states to make their own voting requirements. Anyway, also today there are Senate meetings with the famous Dr. Fauci, Collins, and the CDC Director Walensky. And, of course, Senator Rand Paul had a heated discussion with them. Very revealing and a must-watch either on your favorite webpage or I'm sure there will be many hot takes on Fox News.
So much more we could talk about.
Oh, I know. But we want to talk about the Lord.
Amen. We do. And the question that we receive quite often, do we still believe that God will remove his bride before the coming tribulation?
Yes, without any doubts, and every day even more so as we continue to get more confirmation, which is why I did address that question in our newsletter last week, with some added information. And we will look at that right after you let our newer listeners know how they can connect with us.
All right. You can send your prayer requests, comments, and end time questions to Sheila, shofarministries.net, or call the office. But be sure to leave your phone number with your detailed message to 440-834-9006, and we will call you back. Or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And, yes, we do need your help to stay on the air. Your love offerings are greatly appreciated. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will find our past radio and teaching newsletters, all archived for your convenience.
And we hope you'll take advantage of that.
Do you realize you have been examining and teaching on the pre-trib rapture for over 25 years?
I do. And we've received many questions throughout the years about the rapture. And also Christians ask how those left behind would explain our departure. Well, the most often agreed upon answer amongst teachers are that aliens abducted us and UFOs will have beamed us up.
You know, I think now more than ever, that's what they will say.
Oh, yeah. Especially since Hollywood often confirms something is out there, and the sightings have doubled just last year to include airplane pilots, and who they're just not ordinary spectators looking from the ground. And now this idea of UFOs has been kicked up yet another notch.
Right. Mm-hmm. NASA is recruiting priests yes. to prepare the religious for the discovery of alien life.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we think it's demonic, with man's help, of course. Space agencies claim to be getting closer to discovering evidence that life does exist outside of planet Earth. So, certain theologians are attempting to assess how major religions would react to news of alien life being found, and to answer theological questions such as whether or not God made life in other parts of the universe. And here's a good one. Did God also send a Savior to die for the sins of aliens?
Wow, you know, that's sad.
Oh. Another question they seek to tackle is, if discovering extraterrestrial life will require religions to have to rewrite the entire story of creation in Genesis.
No doubt they'll try.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I believe this will happen for sure in the one world religion of the harlot.
Again, these are all added signs of our soon departure.
And the other explanation for our departure that has been kicked around for years is that God felt we were hindering the earth and hurting the environment, so he moved us to another planet.
Yeah, you know, the planet's name is heaven.
Amen. Bottom line here is Satan needs a ready-to-go excuse for the Antichrist, who will be enhanced probably by the use of high-tech holograms, and he'll explain it believably well. And according to the channelers of the New Age, he's going to make everyone feel rosy. And they've been saying that for years, by the way. It's in their Sedona magazine.
Well, you know, and then there's Enoch.
Oh, yes, I love him. What a great typology for us.
Well, because God took him before the judgment of Noah's day.
Right, exactly. Just like he did with Lot before destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. So why wouldn't he with us? Anyhow, remember the group of righteous men who left Jerusalem to lead a more holy life? Plus, they didn't like Roman rule either. Remember them?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Essenes of Qumran, where we visited.
Oh, yes. Well, the Essenes definitely read Enoch's very prophetic Hebrew writings.
Enoch, mm-hmm. as divinely inspired, also produced the Hebrew alphabet.
Mm-hmm. And naturally, Noah then took Enoch's writings upon the ark.
Well, of course he would.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, the Essenes quoted from Enoch in their own writings. And, of course, these were found amongst the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Please share.
Okay, well, this is one I really love and actually cemented my belief in a pre-trib rapture. Enoch prophesied that the rapture, he called the mercy, would happen before the tribulation, so to cause repentance.
Hence, the tribulation saints.
Therefore, we must leave for that to happen. And why, of course, why we must shout about what's coming to the lost so they will repent when they see that we were right.
Amen.
Enoch also wrote that the total years of history will be 7,000, including the millennial kingdom, where mortals and immortals will dwell together.
Seems like John read Enoch's writings too.
Well, we know Paul, Jude, and Peter did.
And then there's Ephraim from the 4th century.
Oh, yes. What a lifesaver.
How so, do tell?
Well, for the longest time, I had to defend against the heresy that the rapture was never taught before 1830 and was only based on a young woman's dream.
Named Margaret MacDonald.
Whose mentor was John Darby, a former Anglican priest from Ireland who left the Church of England to become a strict Bible literalist, evangelical, born-again Christian.
Yeah, his group was known as the Plymouth Brethren.
And where we get the teaching of dispensationalism.
Of which there are seven.
Yes.
But back to Margaret.
Okay, yes. I believe God gave her the very vivid dream of the rapture, so to have it resurface as truth due to the fact that it had been very neglected, if even taught at all, once the popes of the Church of Thyatira came into being with its replacement theology. And that was at the start of the Dark Ages, and of course we know it's still here today. But praise the Lord, Martin Luther split away preaching all grace.
The Reformation of 1517.
So, alongside the scriptures, we do know the pre-trib rapture was taught way before Margaret's dream.
Thanks to Ephraim.
Yeah. And again, he was an early church father who, amongst others, taught a pre-trib rapture, and he put it on parchment when he lived way back during the 4th century. And one of his manuscripts was entitled On the Last Times, the Antichrist, and the End of the World, which was found written in Latin and then translated by Professor Rhodes at Tyndale Theological Seminary. I actually came upon this revelation when reading a book written by a mentor of mine, Grant Jeffrey.
Yeah, didn't you interview him on the radio program?
Yes, God rest his soul, many years ago, which I then included Ephraim's information in my seminars at churches and when I taught at the Bible College years ago. And so we're happy to see others today talking about Ephraim. And by the way, prophecywatchers.com has recently written a wonderful article detailing more of Ephraim's writings, and it's also on believersweb.org. You might want to check that out.
So, you have a favorite quote by Ephraim?
I sure do. He said, "For the elect shall be gathered prior to the tribulation, so that they shall not see the confusion and the great tribulation coming upon the unrighteous world." And, of course, there are more like this, but remember, these quotes alone are not proof of the pre-tribulation rapture. The proof can only be derived from the Bible. It's just to complement the Bible. Ephraim's passages are cited in order to expose as fraudulent those teachings that the pre-tribulation rapture is but a new doctrine from the 1800s. The truth is, many men before Darby held to a pre-tribulation rapture, and so did many of the early church fathers. Just so many books were burned during the Dark Ages, and it's so defined. Ephraim's writings, well, they were just a intended blessing from God. in order to, I think, revive his blessed hope. So we pray that Shofar Ministries has helped in that revivement. And we have time. Let me share one other. Again, a quote from Ephraim from the 4th century. He said, "Count us worthy, Lord, of the rapture of the righteous when they meet you, the Master, in the clouds, that we might not be tried by the bitter and inexorable judgment. The righteousness flight is swift, lifting the righteous from earth to heaven." Oh, those are awesome words. So, you got to admit, it's very clear. Ephraim, as evidenced by his writings, that he truly was a believer in a pre-tribulation rapture, way before John Darby and Margaret MacDonald. So, he teaches the rapture with details, like what will happen on earth during the tribulation and after the church is gone, during the Great Tribulation, which, by the way, he mentions is 3.5 years, the great, the last half, 3.5 years in length. He talks about a literal Antichrist. He talks about the mark of the beast. And he talks about an onslaught. He calls them divine visitations, but he describes the famines, earthquakes, and pestilence. In other words, it's from God. He expressly states that the church will be delivered from the tribulation which is about to come upon the earth. This he qualifies with further explanation, which forbids anyone from twisting it into a statement of protection through the tribulation. And boy, I've had to fight that a lot. Anyway, he adds that he might not see it at all, nor the beast himself, nor that we should hear of its terrors. Wow. Then he addresses the saints who will be saved during the tribulation. He really, really does a lot. And he says they will be delivered from the dragon by taking advantage of hiding spots. We know that's in the wilderness that God has prepared for them. So as I often say, he's got this. We're under his power, God's power, not Satan's power. And so I say this often. Things are not falling apart. They are falling together. Stay strong and keep your eyes on the prize. Okay, now let me ask you, do you have the blood of Jesus flowing through your heart? How well do you know him? Is he personal to you? If not, right now, this very moment, get on your knees. You can invite him in. It's important. Invite him into your spirit. Let him rule over your life. Jesus is your Savior who has totally paid your debt for all your sins, if you choose to take it. So grab it right now. Cling to it. Hold on to it. And knowing that no man can take you out of his righteous right hand. Now, of course, unless you prefer to pay the debt for your sins all by yourself, and you can, I wouldn't want to go there to do that. But again, it's always your choice. He will never take your choice away. And that's why he allows the enemy, so that we have a choice. His plan is perfect. We are not to question him. We just trust him, and we know that one day we will be with him. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 622. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, if you love Jerusalem, you're going to prosper in all different kinds of ways. And that's, of course, Psalm 122, verse 6. And I hope to hear from you all during the week. Send me your notes. Until next time, shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.